Have you ever watched Jimi Hendrix or John Mayer effortlessly navigate the fretboard and felt that guitar greatness was simply beyond your reach? Here's the liberating truth. Those guitar heroes weren't born with magical abilities. They mastered a systematic approach to the instrument that most players never discover. Guitar virtuosity isn't about innate talent. It's about understanding fundamental principles that transform frustrated beginners into confident musicians. This revolutionary method has helped millions of players worldwide by revealing the secrets that traditional guitar teachers often rush through or completely overlook. The path to mastery isn't mysterious, it's methodical, and with the right approach, it's accessible to anyone willing to practice with purpose. Position your guitar at chest height with a strap for complete fretting hand mobility. Low slung styles limit technique and cause wrist strain. Maintain a straight spine, relaxed shoulders, and never use your fretting hand for support. Pick choice matters significantly. Thin nylon picks, 0.46 to 0.60 millimeters, excel for acoustic strumming. Medium picks, 0.73 to 0.88 millimeters, offer versatility. And heavy picks, 0.88 to 1.20 millimeters, provide better control for lead work. Hold your pick between thumb and index finger about half an inch from the tip. Play on fingertips, not finger pads. Fingertips create cleaner chord sounds and enable faster transitions, while finger pads cause muted strings. This adjustment can transform your playing. Imagine every note ringing clearly in that G chord. What separates fluid players from beginners isn't talent, but dexterity. Most struggle with third and fourth fingers because we rarely use them independently. Even Eddie Van Halen practiced pinky exercises extensively, while Django Reinhardt created jazz masterpieces using primarily two fingers after injury. Four principles will revolutionize your playing. Use fingertips for clarity and speed, position fingers right behind frets for leverage, employ all fingers for complex playing, and maintain space between palm and neck for faster position shifts. How much should you practice? Match your commitment to your ambition. Professional guitarists typically practice 4 to 6 hours daily, while dedicated amateurs might aim for 1-2 hours. The myth of natural talent fades when examining the greats. Steve Vai practiced up to 10 hours daily in his early years, and Pat Metheny still practices 8 hours daily decades into his career. As Edison noted, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. In guitar terms, 1% talent and 99% practice. Strumming follows one simple principle. Downstrums on numbered beats, 1, 2, 3, 4, and upstrums on the plus beats between. Maintain continuous hand motion even when not striking strings. These ghost strums ensure your downstrums align with downbeats. Think of your strumming hand as a pendulum, moving steadily regardless of which strums you play. Begin by muting strings with your fretting hand to focus on technique. Count rhythms aloud before strumming and start with simple patterns before advancing to more complex ones. Always begin slowly with a metronome at 60 to 70 BPM to develop solid timing. For chord transitions, use chord targeting. Toggle between shapes without strumming, focusing on efficient movement. Then add single strums to ensure clean sound on each change. Progress methodically. Master clean transitions. Practice holding each chord for a measure. Then incorporate single beat strums. And finally, the actual strumming pattern. Isolate difficult transitions and practice slowly until muscle memory develops. Accomplished guitarists navigate the fretboard using springboards, reference points that reveal notes across the neck. These include open string names, E, A, D, G, B, E, 12th fret octaves, and string relationships. The 5th fret of most strings matches the next open string, except between G and B. Movable springboards create consistent patterns, octaves by moving down 2 strings and up 2 frets, and perfect fifths, power chord shape, by moving 1 string down and 2 frets up. These relationships form a navigational map across the entire fretboard. The musical alphabet, A through G, with half steps, one fret, and whole steps, two frets, forms the foundation. Every note has a sharp except B and E, creating the sequence A, A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp. The major scale follows the pattern WWH, WWWH, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, which remains consistent regardless of starting note, allowing you to play in any key using the same shapes. The pentatonic scale derives its power from simplicity. Like a recipe with fewer ingredients, often tasting better than one with many, these five notes create immediate musical impact across genres. From B.B. King's soulful blues to Eddie Van Halen's lightning-fast runs. The major pentatonic removes the fourth and seventh notes from the major scale, leaving just five notes, 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, that sound naturally pleasing and are almost impossible to play wrong. The minor pentatonic uses the same shape but starts from a different position, creating that characteristic bluesy sound. The five pentatonic forms connect across the fretboard like puzzle pieces, creating a roadmap for improvisation. Starting with pattern 1, the blues box at the 5th fret, these shapes contain years of practice material. Even legends like Clapton and Page continue using these fundamental patterns throughout their careers, producing diverse and emotional expressions with the same five notes arranged differently. Bar chords use one finger across multiple strings, allowing chord playing anywhere on the neck. Every open chord has a bar chord equivalent. For proper technique, keep your barring finger straight, position your thumb behind the neck, maintain space between palm and neck, and use fingertips. The caged system visualizes the fretboard using five open major chord shapes, C, A, G, E, D, letting you play any chord in multiple positions with unique voicings, creating a complete fretboard map. Advanced techniques enhance expressiveness. Hammer-ons and pull-offs create fluid phrases, bends alter pitch for emotion, slides connect notes smoothly, vibrato adds character, tapping extends reach, harmonics produce chime-like sounds, and palm muting adds percussion. These aren't flashy additions, but essential tools for emotional communication. A note with vibrato carries significantly more emotional weight than one without. Same pitch, different feeling. The path to guitar mastery isn't about talent, but systematic practice and understanding. Each concept adds more colors to your artistic palette. Don't compare yourself to others. Measure progress against your previous capabilities. The key lesson? Consistent, deliberate practice focused on proper technique transforms ordinary players into extraordinary ones. Set aside dedicated practice time, use a metronome regularly, and break complex passages into manageable segments. Increase speed only after achieving accuracy. Celebrate small victories to build confidence. Create a practice routine balancing technical exercises with creative exploration and enjoyable songs to maintain enthusiasm. What separates frustrated beginners from accomplished players isn't talent, but understanding fundamentals and commitment to consistent practice. Every great guitarist built their skills one session at a time. Your physical attributes aren't limitations, only your approach and commitment determine your success. Pick up your guitar today. Your musical voice awaits discovery.